Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin, and with me, as always, is John Dotson.
Hello.
Today, we are doing Alien Romulus. A little synopsis: space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe while scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station. Originally designed for Hulu, Alien Romulus is a new theatrical alien film directed by Fede Alvarez and written by Alvarez and Rodo Saegas. It stars Kaylee Spaney as Rain, David Johnson as Andy, and Isabella Merced as Kay. John, what did you think?
I actually enjoyed it. I think it's a pretty good film. My initial reaction coming out of it the other night is that it starts out kind of like a traditional reboot, like The Force Awakens, kind of. You got like the younger kids, they're going into the ship, and oh no, xenomorphs and face huggers, and then there's like a cameo, and then there's little references here and there, and then the third act kicks into gear, and to quote Wizard of Oz, we're not in Kansas anymore. It just goes completely off the grid into crazy town and gets wild, weird. I use the term gonzo, like gonzo cinema. Bizarre, a little bizarre. Almost kind of like what is it called? Resurrection? He gets a little resurrection.
And so, in my opinion, I defend this ending because it's canon from Resurrection, because we've seen this kind of stuff before. So I'm okay with it. And in my opinion, it's not as bad as Resurrection. So I'm okay with it.
It's not as bad as Resurrection. We're going to touch on it in a little bit. I have questions. So many questions. But holy F
I love
is
that we
bizarre.
we're like 2 minutes in, and this is already where we started.
Yeah, it is completely
John, I can just
bizarre.
imagine you watch this on Wednesday and you've been waiting 48 hours to just
Yes. So me, so Lizzie and I were waiting to see what you would say. And you didn't say anything.
Absolutely, I said nothing. I said
But
nothing. We'll get into it in spoilers.
overall, I don't think some of it makes sense. I think there are some details that have me scratching my head. I came out of it going, what? I mean, even the ending, I was
All right, this will be fun. This will be fun. We'll talk about it more in a bit.
but I did like it. I think it's fun. I think it's intense. There are sequences. There's one sequence that I've never seen in any of the films that I think is very clever.
I honestly think
Very
there's a
clever.
couple. I think there's a couple scenes like that I really loved, and they're not in any other Alien
Yeah,
movie.
they're not in any of the films. The cinematography is like actually very good. The creature designs are very good. I think it honors everything. I'm very confused by everybody calling this The Force Awakens. I'm like, how? What? Where? What? Where? Besides the first two acts, how is this like The Force Awakens? But we will get there. We will talk about it. That's where I'm at. Okay.
All right, so John, I thought about this last week when we were doing the Alien retrospective video, but I wasn't sure like how confident I was in my theory. So I don't think I said it in the video. I think I should have for posterity. Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
You have a 1970s sci-fi space classic with colorful characters, fantastic practical effects. It gets a bunch of sequels, talented directors, maybe even one of the best sequels in movie history. Okay. Then the original director comes back later. He makes a few prequels with modern CGI and big ideas. Fans are kind of mixed on them. So then Disney buys the rights, and the seventh movie is the
Oh
first one
my
with an
gosh.
all new main character and a new director, and it brings the series back to its original roots while being filled with fan service from the original movies. John, this is The Force Awakens. Rey and Rain, ND Andy, FN Finn. It's filled with fan service while it's basically trying to recapture the magic of the first movie. And it's the first time you have a brand new director with brand new characters, and he's basically saying, I love this. So he's filling it with so much fan service while he's trying to put his own stamp on it. This is The Force Awakens. What do you think?
I definitely agree up to a
Okay.
point.
Okay.
To a point, I think it starts out like that. And I've said this, I think it starts off like that. It is very in line with the Force Awakens carbon copy. But
But
there are different things in there, like
yes.
one thing we talked about in our retrospectives is how to come at this different. And I do think they found a different way.
I agree. I agree.
It is a heist movie. It is a heist film, kind of. Only without that long exposition dump. You know, like in normal heist films, there's this like long extended period where people talk about how they're gonna pull it off and what they're gonna do, and here's the map, and here's things like that. This is a movie that skips all of that and goes directly into the heist. And they're trying to get gas, they're trying to get other things, and then xenomorphs. And from there, as you know, that's where it goes into obligatory Disney Force Awakens territory, where you have like a cameo appearance, you got some references, you have details that kind of match the first, and you even got that one character that has like, the one that pops out. But instead of a table, it's like, I don't want to give it away yet, but there are similarities. There is another scene that I'm going to defend with where it's very on the nose, making a reference by saying a quote. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I kind of roll my eyes.
Yeah, it was a little awkward in the moment. Yeah.
I kind of rolled my eyes, and then the entire film just like goes, I don't know if you have taken acid today, but we're gonna make you feel like you're taking acid.
Are you talking about that ending again?
Yes. 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 Because it completely, say what you want about the rest of it, that undoes any conversation about it being with it being like The Force Awakens, because The Force Awakens didn't do anything like that.
All right, all right.
And that finale, I'm sorry, Lizzie, I will sit through myself somehow. That finale is bad shit. And is absolutely bad shit. We gotta talk about spoilers in this one.
Not yet, not yet. Hold on.
Adventuring.
So I want to go back to Star Wars for just one moment. So I've been thinking
Okay,
about this Force Awakens thing, and you cannot deny the first Alien is like a response to the first Star Wars, right? The first Alien was made even. It was even made because they said, "Hey, we want some kind of space movie." So they made Alien direct 1979 directly in response to Star Wars 1977. But thinking about this, I realized I think Prometheus is a response to the prequels because you're going back in time now. It's a prequel, and you're using your modern CGI with the original director, like I said earlier. So then to me, it makes sense that Romulus is now our response to the sequel trilogy. Now you're bringing in fresh blood. Again, I guess Disney, but it's full of now callbacks and fan service to all the movies before, good and bad. So I think now from Disney, we're going to start seeing these new, I don't know, like whatever they did with Star Wars, I feel like they're going to do that to Alien now. We have this new TV show coming out soon, right? And I feel like now they're going to
Now,
Okay.
before you start ripping into the TV show, I'm going to clarify that TV show is being produced by Noah Hawley.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm worried about Disney now like oversaturating Alien. Now, instead of getting a movie every like 5, 6, 7 years, now if we're going to start having multiple Alien TV shows every year like we do with Star Wars, I'm a little nervous about that.
What I'm saying is, as long as this guy is in charge, based on the ending of this movie, I'm interested. Go for it. Let's see how weird we can get. Let's see how weird we can get because holy bananas, Batman. This is weird. I'm so dying to talk about it, man. I wanted to say before we go into spoilers, I think anybody who's listening to this, I've said this in my out of theater reaction. If you have not watched Prometheus, you need to watch Prometheus. Like this is, I was surprised how much Prometheus kind of like was involved in with the film.
I'm gonna push back a little. I don't think you need it. Because I what do you think you need Prometheus for? The black goo? You can understand black goo from the black alien.
I definitely think the blood understanding what's going on there kind of adds. It kind of adds a comment. I'm just letting anybody know if you're going back and watching Alien 1, 2, and 3. I mean, Prometheus will not hurt. I think it will add to your experience. I don't think Prometheus is a good movie. I'm not going to defend that film. But knowing that detail and I don't want to give it away. It's easier to talk about in spoilers. Like it's just so much easier. But yes, the black goo and understanding somewhat how it works is kind of vital to knowing what the hell is going on. Because, yeah, let me put it this way. I watched Prometheus, and I'm still not sure if I know what the hell is going on. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying.
I want to mention some of my positives because you went earlier. So I saw this in IMAX. I haven't been
Me
to an
too.
IMAX in a while.
And it's beautiful.
It's
It's
so
beautiful.
good. It's so good in IMAX. Like
Yeah.
whether I honestly think whether you love or hate this movie, IMAX is like the way to see this. It from the opening shot. The opening it starts with the font from the first Alien movie. The credits are in that kind of font. And I was like, oh boy, I'm in for a good time. And then everything looks so good. There's the zero gravity scenes, and they're like floating, and it feels it's not 4DX, but it felt like I was floating with
Oh, you're
them.
there, yeah.
And there's scenes with there's a planet with rings around it, and when they're going through the planet with the rings, man, it really feels like it felt like a dream. Like I saw this just yesterday, and I feel like I just like. It was like a hallucination. It feels like just a magical dream in space.
Right,
It's
yeah.
so, and the sound, The sound was so good in IMAX. Like my seat was shaking in a positive way this time. And not like Twister's 4DX where I was dying in the theater. This was shaking, but like immersive shaking. I loved this movie in IMAX. So good.
Can I ask you a question? Did you watch it in digital, or was it the 70mm presentation?
I haven't checked, but I think it was probably digital.
Okay, man, because I would love to watch this on 70mm. Because, me, correct me if I'm wrong, was the entire movie shot that way? Because it felt like it never went out.
No. I never saw the aspect ratio change.
Yeah, neither did I. And I was like, whoa. And on top of that, the beginning of the film, the beginning where they're on that planet, none of that was CGI. I don't know if you know that.
I believe it. I believe it. It felt
Yeah,
so real. Yeah.
they actually like created it, like a lot of that environment.
Wow.
Like there's videos on Twitter of them filming the environment and showing what it looks like. It is remarkable what they did, what throughout the production value, the cinematography. There's a lot of great technical aspects in this.
The practical, I love the practical and the sets, the props, everything. It feels and looks so good.
It's good. It's so good.
One thing I really appreciated, the red color scheme. You see it in the poster, it's all over the movie, and it's
Yeah.
great. In our retrospective, we talked about color and we talked about kind of blues, maybe yellows, maybe greens. We've never had red like this in an Alien movie, and it's awesome.
There's a lot of red. There's a lot of like a little bit of fluorescent yellow and green here and there, like in the ships.
There's
These
this cool
very,
blue. Do you remember the blue on the floor?
yeah, the blue on the floor. There's one shot where she's like, one of the characters is walking down a hall. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. The silhouettes.
it looks great. Now I have a little bit of the performances. I think David Johnson is great in this.
Yeah, he sells
Great
it.
in this as the AI. I see a lot of people praising Kaylee, Spiny, Spiny.
You know, going back to Star Wars, she was giving me like Padme and Rey together. But not with the talents of Natalie Portman and Daisy Ridley. Like it felt like she was trying to be Padme Rey, but it wasn't quite there.
It wasn't there for me, and I know a lot of people like her. I think she's a good actress. She was in Civil War,
I haven't seen it.
and
I haven't
it
seen it.
was pretty good. I think she was also in the movie, the one about Elvis's wife.
Priscilla.
Priscilla, she was in there. I think she's a good actress. It did not work for me here as well, but. Again, overall, dude, I had a good time.
I had a freaking blast. I loved it.
I had a
I was
good time.
cackling sometimes when the face huggers are like breaking out and they're going across the ship. I was like cackling. Ah!
It's
Not like that,
intense.
but
It is very intense.
it's so crazy sometimes. I want to go back for one second. I want to go back for one second to David Johnson. I loved his performance and how dynamic it is, and the actor is so good. But also the new additions they add to the Android lore, it actually adds a lot, I think, to this franchise because we've always had these robots since the first movie, but this one goes deeper with the robots
It does.
and
It
adds new
does.
elements to them and to how they work and what how like what their priorities are. I was like, this is almost a Terminator movie. This is like one step from becoming a Terminator movie. And that really made me excited. I also I was I really liked I'm it's in the trailers. There's And the ship, they find all these face huggers, like, and containment or something. I made friends with the guy next to me when we were talking after the movie. And maybe I'm not sure if this is true or not, but his impression was that they've been cloning, which I think could be true, that somehow now Weyland is cloning the alien. And I thought that was really interesting, if true, that somehow they're cloning and maybe they're experimenting a little bit. Because the alien, it looks and it operates a little bit differently in this movie. I think it's a little bit slower, a little bit weaker.
We've got to go into spoilers because I can't reply to you. I
My
can't
God.
say anything. I can't say anything. We have to. We gotta go into spoilers. Let's go into spoilers, man.
All
We
right,
got to.
spoilers. Alien Romulus before John loses his head.
Spoilers now. If you have not seen the movie, get out. Get out now. Proceed with your cloning conversation.
Okay.
And
I
I
don't
won't
know.
try to respond to you about
Okay, so I
this.
was saying, me and the guy next to me, we were talking, and he was saying he thinks they've been cloning the aliens because sometimes these aliens are so slow. And I'm like, what are you doing? Run, kill the people. And there's this scene where she's falling down the elevator shaft, right? The alien tail catches her like a baby. And I'm like, in a real alien movie, this tail would skewer her like a kebab. Why is it like cradling her like a baby? And yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, Kate. We have to get a great actress. I was hoping she was about to die right there. I was hoping. I was like, yes.
It would really be a great subversion, right? Expecting her to be the new Ripley and she's dead.
I think it would have been far more interesting if our main character became David at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Far more interesting. I think it would have been like it would have taken in a different direction having AI versus AI at the end of this. I think that would have been pretty cool. As far as the Xenomorphs, now I can talk about this. I have so many questions.
Okay. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. Are you positive or negative on this?
Because I
Okay.
don't know if I get it.
Okay.
So,
I am positive, and I will defend this. I will
I
defend
don't
it.
know. I don't know if there's anything that you have to defend.
Okay.
It's more like my brain is having trouble justifying what the hell is going on.
Okay, what are the problems for you? Tell
So,
me, tell me.
in the old movies, somebody gets face hugged. And then it takes a while for that thing to come off.
Yeah.
And then it takes an even longer time for that thing to grow
Yeah.
and break out. And then it takes even longer for it to become an adult. Now, the very first encounter in this film, the girl gets face hugged. They get it off her pretty quick. Okay, I'll buy it if she's still got pregnant with one. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. Within seconds, she's on the ship, and that little baby is ready to just spaceballs his way out of her chest.
Okay.
Let me be clear. It is a great chest bursting scene. It
Yeah,
is
it's good.
great.
It's good.
Wonderful. Didn't make sense to me at all that it happened that fast.
Okay.
Even more so, it scurries away, and within minutes, it's already about to be an adult.
Let me tell you, John,
For the sake of fun.
film editing is a magical world. Time doesn't exist between frames.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It
Yeah.
did not, like, in
Yeah.
the context of the film.
Yeah, I understand.
The movie did not communicate to me that
How
it
much time
happened.
is, yeah, it is, they tell you at the beginning, there's a countdown. It's like 36 hours before we hit the asteroid field. Then they never
Yeah.
return to the count. I had no idea how much time is passing, where, why,
At
how.
all. At
It
all.
it I do agree. Time is very weird in this movie. Me, I'm fine with that. Okay, whatever movie, give me your rules. I'm fine with that. I don't have to be like strict, like, okay, I started my clock. How much time from face hug to chest burst? I don't need that, but I
The
understand,
thing is,
like, yeah.
it wasn't even like, like moments. It was like
Yeah.
she jumped up and they got off her and then they ran over there and it was ready to just fly out of her chest.
Now let's go back for one second. What about the theory? If Weyland has been somehow cloning or modifying these, so now these aliens are a little different than aliens we've seen before. Does that explain your problem?
Well,
If
that's what the thing is. That's what I'm saying, is that I don't know if it's hopeful or not
Yeah, okay.
because it's so big and it's not explained. I can like make a leap in logic and justify it in that way in my head. The movie is never clear in that regard, whether they're genetically modified or if they're different. Or if they
Okay.
grow faster,
Yes. I would have liked a little something, but what is Weyland
I
doing with all these?
will
Yeah.
go further. I will go further than that. My problem is compounded by the weird ass, sorry, by the weird finale. By the weird finale. I'm sorry, Lizzie. I'm sorry. By the weird finale.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning. So, first of all, we have this girl Kay, and in my opinion, Kay should have died like three times already. When she's in the room and the door is locked, and then the alien gets her, I thought she was dead. I thought, oh wow, they killed a pregnant girl. Brutal movie. Okay, first death. Second death, when they find her on the wall, and then they take her down. Remember the first Alien movie? They find Dallas, and Dallas is like, kill me. I was waiting for that. So I thought, oh no, she's already dead. And then third time when she's in the pod and then they actually kill her. What did you think about the birth scene? I liked that it was a nap. That was our first time seeing like a normal. Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. She injects herself in that thing before she does that. Before she does that, you see this weird mutated rat on the table. Like,
Yeah.
it's like weird mutated. So in my brain, I'm like, wait a minute, is she about to be dead? And then I was like, okay, so her baby mutated, and me and somebody were talking about it. You can justify it in your head that anything she feeds to herself, the baby is gonna get and not her.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
So
okay.
that's how I justified it. But then it's born, and within seconds, it is like this ginormous man with a tail. Then, how did it go from this little tiny, teeny tiny baby to a giant man within minutes or hours? Or hours for that moment, for that matter. This has only taken place in 36 hours. How did that happen? How? Like I it's weird. I'm all for it. I'm all for a good swing. What the hell is going on? Like what?
I had no problems, honestly. I don't know. It's just it's made up rules, making up rules. I'm fine. I don't know. I didn't have a single question or doubt about it. I was more like, this is a weird looking alien, right?
Is it a Z? I'm guessing it's like a Z, a Xenojockey, I guess. Like it's
Who
like a
knows?
Xenomorph and a space jockey.
I have
My,
no idea.
come on. It
I
was weird looking.
was trying to figure out. I don't know if I was confused by its gender, to be honest. I was looking at it, and there's some scenes, and I was like, because it has like a scar, and I was like, what are they trying to do here? I don't know. I was,
Can I just say
yeah.
something of all the things Of all the things that you could focus on, the
Well, it because it's
is your
so
concern.
humanoid. It has a human face. It's so humanoid. And then its body is like in this weird way, but then there's like it's just missing. It needs cut this out.
No. I just think it's funny because it's weird.
Because there's scenes where it's not in shadow. It's bright light, full everything. And I'm just like, what am I looking at? Like, if you want to be gruesome, this is our movie. Let's get gruesome.
I mean, they kind of did.
I
I
mean,
mean,
Alien is supposed to
it
be a very weird psychosexual franchise, right? You're supposed to see some weird freaking stuff.
was weird. Well, that's the thing about it, man. I'm so confused what the hell happened. I was like, what is going on right now? There's a weird man, maybe, with the xenomorph tail running around this spaceship. Oh, man. So to give my brain back to a place where I can try to discuss this film in a way that might make sense. I think that's why I loved it, because it broke me. It broke my mind. It went from, oh, this is a safe Disney rehash. Oh no, it's not. Because the last 30 minutes, my brain just went like with the girl injecting herself to her possibly like dying by mutation to, oh no, she's not going to mutate. To, oh God, she just had a baby. We don't know what she just gave birth to.
Oh, and then the
This
baby
film.
turns into a vampire. It's sucking her from her neck like a vampire. It's like, all right, this is
And then
weird.
the baby turns into a giant man baby with the xenomorph tail and starts feeding on the mom. My head literally broke
Oh.
in the best way possible. I was like, because at that point, I was like, I don't know if I appreciate, I don't know if any of this is good, but I appreciate the swing that you're taking, because you are now introducing new ideas into the phone.
Well, in my opinion, I don't know how like new that part is. The childbirth is new because it's a natural birth. We've never seen that. But in Prometheus, we had the C-section, so it's kind of a step. And then the humanoid hybrid, that's from Resurrection, like you said. And Resurrection, it looks even more screwed up. And in Resurrection, you also have the scene where it goes up to its mom, Ripley, but it like licks her face. And so I was expecting that here. I was not expecting it to kill her. And I think it's more twisted when the alien like loves its mother. I think that's more twisted than the alien just kills her and like, all right, fine. I've seen you kill people, but I think it's twisted when it loves its mom.
But that's the thing that I couldn't really figure out either. Did she die?
I think
Did
so.
she?
Did she not?
Do
No, she does.
we
Definitely.
know?
Definitely.
I don't think it explained it. I don't think you did.
I'm pretty sure like you see like the you see the dead face or something.
Well, I mean, yeah, she looks dead, but she doesn't give birth to a man baby.
All right,
You
all
know,
right.
it's like, I mean, it's like it's so hard to tell. Because me and a friend were talking about it on the way back. He could have been like breastfeeding. Could have been doing a lot of things with her. It's so vague. It's so vague what's going on right there. Dude, it's again trying to talk about this scene, it breaks my mind.
I think it's
It
interesting
breaks.
how this movie is it's basically all the alien movies like in a blender, like just stir it up and you have little bits from everything. Like there are scenes. There's a couple scenes that are straight from Aliens, right? There's even like a scene where like the aliens are kind of crawling in a vent. famous shot from Aliens. There's a scene where like you see the alien Vision as it's going through a hallway. That's straight from Alien 3. At the end, you have this alien man baby. That's straight from Alien 4. They even play the Wagner music from Alien Covenant. That's in the credits.
But they do make it look different. They do make it look
Yeah,
different. I
but
mean,
it's so interesting that like the
they're
Disney movies, the Star Wars movies, it's bringing in all these elements and it's adding something new on top. But it's kind of like this could be your first alien movie, and you would basically get a crash course on all the weird stuff, goods and bads, from the whole series.
yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Good point. It's a good point, Vin.
One more point related to
Yeah.
that, the title, Romulus. Romulus and Remus created Rome. So basically, with this title, Romulus, in a way they're saying this is a new beginning. Not bad, right?
Or the fall of Rome.
But Romulus was the creation of Rome.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, touche.
Yeah,
Touche.
and that's why it's not even called like Remus, it's Romulus, Romulus Rome.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else, but outside of the ending, so those were the two questions that I had. It really kind of like that those little parts did not make sense. I did appreciate that, they could have ignored all the bad films and stuff.
Yeah.
It kind of seemed like they honored Ridley. Even the people that were divisive on Prometheus, they were like, you know what? We're going to acknowledge it in some way. And I think that's very respectful that they did that, and I just, like I said, for all the familiar elements, I still liked it. The reference, get away from her, you B word, your thoughts.
So the movie's full of Easter eggs, references, callbacks, small and big, like even like
Yeah.
little props, and like big things. Obviously, Ian Holm, who is dead, by the way, but they brought him back like Tarkin or like Luke or something, you know. It's full of these Easter eggs. Some are good, some are bad. I think that is the absolute worst. It just lands so badly, and it doesn't feel
Yeah.
right. And when David's saying it, he doesn't deliver it in a way that feels good. Like when Ripley says it, you feel that. And it's like, what? Like it's a great moment because she's been fighting this whole movie, like mom versus mom and aliens. And when she says that, it's like, yeah. When
Yeah,
David
it
says
makes
that,
sense. It makes sense. Yeah, in the context of this movie, it landed very awkwardly. Like
so bad.
it reminded me of Terminator 3 and 4, how they would try to like force I'll be back
Yeah.
into scenarios. You know what, guys? Come on. We don't need that for every film. We
Yeah,
don't need.
it becomes a meme at some point, right?
Yeah, or like Terminator Salvation, where they're like, come with me if you want to live. It's like, come on, just come on, do your own thing. Do your
Yeah.
own thing.
Yeah.
Do your own thing.
Make new moments, right? Don't
Yeah.
repeat those old moments. Make new ones. Be a
And
good movie.
that was a great opportunity for him to do that right there.
Yeah.
He could have made his own like line right there. And the way that I know that he could have is he's such a great actor.
So good.
Like,
So
I
good.
would say his delivery is still strong. It's just the fact that it's those words that
Yeah.
it just doesn't have any impact. You're just like, really, it had to be that. You couldn't say anything else,
When I saw that, my first thought was, did he watch Aliens? Because it
Right?
sounds like he's quoting a movie that he watched.
Yeah. So that was another part where I was like, bro, no,
Yeah.
don't do that. Don't do that. Ian Holm being back, that kind of like took me out of it a little bit.
I thought it was a little egregious. Like if it's a little cameo, cool. But he's like a huge part of the movie. And I thought it looked fine. I thought the CGI, whatever, I thought it looked good. It looked so realistic. I thought it was the real Ian Holm DH. No, Ian Holm is
Looks very
dead.
real.
It's some actor. It's some actor doing a voice performance, and they've replaced his face. I was stunned. I thought it looks good. I just think it's a little egregious, I
To
think.
bring in somebody who passed away to do that, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
I think
mean,
it's excessive in the movie. And then it's disrespectful because the actor's not even alive. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. They could have just
And
put a new alien. Or, sorry, a new robot. They could have just put a new android there or anything. It didn't have to be.
they wouldn't lose anything at all. It would not
Yeah.
lose anything. It would not lose anything. The story would still be the same. There's no impact with him being there unless you've seen number one.
The
And
guy
that's
next to
it.
me, the guy next to me fist pumped when he saw his face. Like that's the only reason he's there, so that the guy can fist pump. I have a
Well,
question for you. Before Romulus, you had Ridley Scott doing Covenant and Prometheus, right? And in those movies, he was trying to do like these big philosophical questions. This movie is not interested in big philosophical questions. It's like a back to basics horror movie. Do you think we lost something, or do you think it's okay like this? Is it missing that like deep stuff that Scott was trying to do, or is it okay just going back to the simple stuff?
I think people forget how divisive Prometheus is, or was, for that matter. There's been a little bit of a reevaluation
All right.
over time.
Like the Star Wars prequel movies.
And I still think they're terrible. And I still think they're terrible. I'm sorry.
Anyways, Prometheus and Romulus.
Yeah, but I know your point. I know your point. I know your point. But to me, I don't think Prometheus completely sticks to landing on what it's trying to talk about.
But it's ambitious. It tries.
It's ambitious and it tries, and the continuity doesn't make any sense. The one thing that I really adore that they brought back into this is all the analog
Sure,
technology,
sure,
all
sure.
the analog technology, wherein Prometheus is like a prequel, and all the technology is like more futuristic than it was in number one.
Like Star Wars.
Like Star Wars, I know, I know. I get you, I get you. But
Is Romulus missing something? Is it missing like some deep theme, some deep message?
I just don't think Alien requires it.
All right, good answer. Good answer.
I don't think Alien requires, some deep kind of wrestling metaphor. I think these movies do better when they are based in monster mayhem lives. I mean, there are some themes in the other films, in one, two, and three. There's themes throughout. Number one's got some themes, number two's got some same themes, number three does. Number three probably more so with the assembly cut.
I like, yeah, like I said, I thought it was really deep.
But I just don't think it requires it. I mean, it's kind of like a Predator.
Okay.
Predator is
Okay.
a bare bones man versus nature film. And it does well when it's man versus nature. If somebody is able to do it in a better way, here's the thing there. Let me make a counter argument here. When was the last great Ridley Scott movie, though?
I haven't seen a couple, but I really liked Martian. I didn't see.
That's it though, right? It's like everything else has been like kind of messy.
Well, we have Gladiator 2 coming up.
And I'm scared. I'm absolutely scared for it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that he's had like a really strong film in a while. And I feel like Prometheus had ambition, but it's surrounded by a bunch of characters that were insanely nonsensical. Insanely nonsensical in design. The one thing that worked in Alien in the first one is that you had, what's her name? Sigourney Weaver's character, Ripley,
Ripley.
to be the person that made all the idiots, like it brought balance. Brought balance because you got all these stupid characters, then you have Ripley who's like, guys, don't do that. Don't do that.
Leave him outside the ship, right? She's the one who says,
Yeah.
don't bring him in the ship.
Nobody did that in Prometheus. It was just pure idiots everywhere, all over the place. And then it was like they responded to that with Alien Covenant, thinking that, oh, well, the problem is they just want xenomorphs. No, it's just we want better characters. We want stronger characters. We want a better story. So I don't know, man. You got your friend.
Can I make
Yeah, go
one
ahead.
point? Just a quick note. Something that I've really noticed in this movie, let me start with Alien. In Alien, when you start the movie, you don't know who the main character is. When you start the movie, the first one who comes out of the pod is John Hurt, right? He's the first one who comes out of the pod, I think. And then you see them at the table, and it's almost overwhelming how many characters there are. You don't focus on anyone special. You don't notice Ripley until she's the one saying, "Don't bring him in the ship." And then as the movie whittles down characters, she's the last one standing. The movie does not tell you, "This is your hero."
Right,
Romulus,
right.
you start right away, you start with Rain and Andy. You know these are your two characters. And I thought that was a little bit disappointing. That feels a little bit more like typical Disney in a way. Like, these are
It
your
does.
heroes. They're going to stick together no matter what. I really like in the first Alien movie, you don't know your hero's Ripley at first. She has to prove herself to you. She's the last one standing. That's why she's your hero. She's not the
She
first
earned.
one.
He earns it. She earns it.
She completely
Yeah.
earns it. She's not special until you realize she's special. They don't tell you, this is your hero, right?
And
So.
that might have been better if, like, we were just introduced to the group, and then, like, Rain was like slowly the character that we were involved in. But at the same time, people might still complain because they would have been like, oh, this is like Alien because it's the girl that gets survives the
Well, I
end
was
of
hoping she
it.
would. I really thought she would die. Like, I really get excited. Every Alien movie we've been watching this week, every movie, I get excited. Maybe they'll all die at the end. It's just so bleak. And it's nice to have a bleak ending rather than, all right, okay, which one? All right, he's the one. She's the one. She's the one. No, just bleak. Kill them all.
And I do think it would have, like I said, I think it would have been better if Rain died and
That would be great. Andy,
David
Andy.
Johnson, he was the main guy at the end.
Yeah.
I think it would have been far more interesting, and I think he's a far more interesting character. I also the other my other minor complaint with the movie is that I didn't feel any connection to anybody else.
Sure.
Like almost to anybody. It feels more like a slasher movie in that way that I didn't care if anybody lived or died.
Yeah.
Except the pregnant girl. I was like, oh gosh, please don't kill that. And then they almost I think they killed the pregnant girl. Like,
Well, she's not pregnant anymore.
no. But that was the only one that I was like, oh, don't do that. And then I thought they did it. And
Yeah.
then they didn't do it. And then I thought they did it again. And
Yeah.
then they,
And commit. If you're going to pretend to kill her, just kill her.
just, yeah,
Don't,
just kill her,
don't.
right?
Yeah.
Kill her.
And one more thing, really quick. Just all of these movies we've talked about, all these movies deal with female, strong female characters and motherhood and the fears and the darkness of that. Why has there never been a woman director or a woman writer? What are we doing here? The seventh movie. I really think if Disney's going to do all this like franchise stuff, hurry up. Give us a female led, female driven, female creative alien because it's all about the women and it's all about their motherhood. Why are guys trying to tell us about motherhood?
Honestly, that would be sick. Like, giving it to like who's the director of the Babadook? Jennifer Kent? Like somebody like that. You never saw the Babadook?
No, I missed it.
Bruh, bruh.
Okay. I'll
Gotta
try it this
watch the
weekend.
Babadook.
Yeah.
So at one point, Jennifer Kent was she directed the Babadook. She was in line to direct Dracula for Warner Brothers, which I think would have been amazing, amazing. And there's all kinds of horror filmmaker women out there that could come do an amazing job, an amazing job if you gave it to them. The other one I was thinking about too. I mean, she would not do it now. But James Cameron's ex-wife, do you know who that is?
Which one?
Okay, so the one female director that you bring
I don't
to.
know. I don't. I have not paid attention to his. I just know that there's.
So he was married to the director of Point Break.
Oh, God.
She directed Point Break, the one movie about the guy that was
Catherine Bigelow, dude. Catherine
Catherine
Bigelow.
Bigelow. Yeah, it would be amazing too. But I don't think she's an Oscar-winning director now. I don't know if she would
They
do it
were
anything.
married? I didn't even know they were married. I need to keep up with these tabloids, dude.
Yeah, they were married, so like and here's another reference. She directed a vampire film back in the 80s that is very awesome, called After Dark. And
Okay.
guess who it stars? Bill Paxton. Bill
All right,
Paxton's in
our
that movie
guy, our
too.
guy. Yeah.
My God, so it's got all those connections.
Hold on.
But
Near
yeah.
dark. Near dark.
Near Dark, man. I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Yeah, Near
Sorry,
Dark.
sorry.
Near Dark. Yeah, another good film right there.
All right, John, one last thing before we go. What is your ranking for the Alien movies? Let's do this together. So number, let's start at the bottom. Start at the bottom. Number seven, Resurrection.
I'm gonna say Alien Resurrection is gonna be
All
at the
right.
bottom.
Number six,
Alien Covenant.
Covenant. Okay. I have Prometheus and Covenant together, five and six. To me, they're like two parts of the same movie. So I have them five and six, Prometheus, Covenant.
Are we counting Alien versus Predator in this?
No,
Or
no,
okay,
no.
all right.
Okay.
All
So you
right,
have
so
six,
Alien
Covenant. Okay.
Covenant number five, Prometheus.
Prometheus, Covenant, five and six. Yeah.
I would probably put Alien 3 and number 4.
Okay. I have Romulus at number four, just because I have the Alien 3 assembly cut at number three, because you know I love that assembly cut.
I need to watch it still. I'm
Yeah.
probably gonna watch it this weekend,
Yeah.
but Alien 3 and number 4, I'm probably gonna put Alien Romulus in number 3, and then Aliens, and then Alien.
All right. And so of this list, these top four aliens. Romulus Assembly Cut, Alien 3. I think all four of those are actually pretty good. And I would happily watch any of them. And
Yeah.
that means most of the Alien series now is like good. Which you can't say for Star Wars.
Nope. But I am very deeply excited for the TV show.
Yeah, I hope it's good,
Very, I
man.
mean, Noah Hawley, I think Noah Hawley did that show with Dan Stevens for the X-Men
Oh
universe.
yeah, Legion. Legion, dude. It's good.
I think he did Legion, and if he did that, I am super excited for the TV show for that reason. I think he is, they have a lot more wiggle room to take ambitious steps on TV than they probably do on film. And if there's anybody that could do that, it's Noah Hawley. So I'm excited. I'm very stoked.
I'm still like skeptical if it'll happen. Like, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I hope it does happen. 'Cause he's
Yeah.
been they've been trying to get him to do some big franchise thing for a while, and it just keeps slipping through the cracks, right? But I hope this one happens. All right, so overall, Alien Romulus, good, bad.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, thumbs up. All right. Thank you guys for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment. What did you think about Alien Romulus? How would you rank the Alien movies? Let us know. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Also, check out James's written review for Alien Romulus, which is already on the site. Thanks, and see you guys next time.
Bye.